Greetings, pilgrims, walking through the winter wonderland, following the star in the sky, heading to Bethlehem to see what God has done. I can't imagine what it's going to be, but I know it's going to be beyond my imagination. Well, today we're reading the Advent Personal Devotional from John Pavlovitz's book, Lo, an Honest Advent Devotional. It's our middle Sabbath, which means tonight we have our Zoom fellowship discussion group at 7 o'clock. Hope all of you can join us for that. A great time to be together and share. I have no idea what's going to happen on that call, but I know it's going to be good. It's going to feel good, and it's going to be right. And a little child shall lead us. Amen. Well, today's devotion is called Closing Doors. Closing Doors. One verse from the Gospel of Luke. One verse. Chapter 2, verse 7. Luke 2, verse 7. Mary wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. John Pavlovitz writes this, I travel quite a bit and often, despite my best efforts, I find myself somewhere overloaded with suitcases, falling behind and breathlessly running toward quickly closing elevator doors. Hoping kindness from the other side will reverse their direction just in the nick of time and allow me entrance. Some days the reprieve never comes, and I find myself crestfallen as the invisible occupants inside travel without me. Surely, I think, laughing at my expense. And when I am invited in, well, there is jubilation akin to Christmas morning and a brief sense of coming home. The story of Jesus' arrival comes with similar rejection, with hospitality that proves elusive, with a less than enthusiastic greeting. No room in the inn. No room in the inn. That is where it all begins. It's a beautiful irony. The one who would set the biggest table for the world and be the most welcoming to the weary finds no initial hospitality. Well, it's always difficult to be told you're unwanted or unwelcome, to find yourself outside of the space where you seek belonging or inclusion. As catalytic as community is, so is isolation. Either can be transformative. The calendar this time of year can tend to magnify feelings of estrangement or separation for many of us. The closed doors and the dead ends and the severed ties of our lives fill the foreground of our hearts. Today, dwell on the ways you feel like an outsider and allow yourself to feel the weight of the rejection and loneliness that you might otherwise avoid. Find affinity in the child who arrives low and becomes refuge for humanity, and in whatever way you can, look for ways to give welcome to a world of weary travelers around you who are desperately hoping someone will make room for them. Our benediction today. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. Don't forget, tonight at 7, just click on the link in this email and join us for some good old fellowship and sharing. Amen.